Following last year's amazing turnout, the Black Effect Podcast Network and Nissan are giving 50 HBCU STEAM scholars the opportunity to have an all-expenses-paid trip to Nissan's second Thrill of Possibility Summit. This is a remarkable opportunity to be mentored by auto, tech, and podcasting's brightest minds. NCA&T's Marcus Scott Jr., who attended the first summit, had this to say: "A life-changing, impactful experience that I've never had in my life." Enter now to be a part of this incredible weekend. For more information, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
At Metro by T-Mobile, there's not a yada yada. That means no contracts, no price hikes, and no surprises. We don't even hide what the lawyers make us say. We put it first. When we say no price hikes, we mean when you join Metro, your price will never increase for talk, text, and smartphone data. Our only exclusions are for limited time promos, free use charges, and third-party services. Nada yada, nada, yada, yada, nada, yada. Nada yada yada means wireless without the gotcha. Only at Metro.
One of the best times of the year is coming up at the Home Depot. It's the holiday season. What's not to love? The smiles, the laughs, the hugs, the yard inflatables. This year, the Home Depot has bigger, bolder holiday pieces at amazing values, like their 9-foot Grinch-stealing Christmas inflatable, which is perfect for any yard. It's one of those pieces that will raise the curb appeal of your house for real. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including yours. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And up next, a recurring favorite, we continue our series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding these many mysteries of the English language. Here's Andrew.
If you say peter out, you mean to dwindle or diminish or come to an end. Some suggest the expression comes from biblical times and the Apostle Peter, when he strenuously defended Christ when Christ was arrested, but by the next morning his support had diminished. However, the likely origin of the phrase is actually from the early days of gold mining in America. Potassium nitrate, known as saltpeter, was a mineral ingredient in the explosives used in mining. When all the gold in a mine was exhausted, it was said to have petered out because the explosives had dwindled it down until nothing was left. The expression was used figuratively by the 1840s. Pidgin English is a term meaning a simplified language used to communicate between two people who don't have a common language, and it originated in the late 17th century. It was developed by British traders in China as a way of doing business without having a common language. The expression actually means business English and came about because of the mispronunciation of the English word business by the Chinese. They pronounced it bidgin, and this led to pidgin. The language they used was a combination of both English and Cantonese and was spoken as a second language. Then over the years, the phrase pidgin English developed to mean any two languages that are pieced together to aid a communication. From pillar to post means from one place to another, and it dates back to a brutal form of punishment in medieval England. Each town at the time had a whipping post and a pillory to deal with criminals. Also known as the stocks, a pillory was a wooden frame with three holes in it. A criminal's head and hands would be placed through the holes, and the public would gather and throw rotten vegetables and eggs at the man. This may last even a number of days. The criminal would then be dragged to the whipping post, where he would receive a public flogging. Originally from pillory to post, the expression gradually evolved to pillar to post. Pipe dreams are unrealistic hopes or plans or a fantasy, and they refer to the dreams experienced by the smokers of opium pipes. Opium is a narcotic drug that produces an hypnotic effect, and the pipe is the device that the opium is placed in. People under the influence of opium often have vivid and fantastic hallucinations. The expression was then used in America since the late 1800s, when opium smoking was legal, and the phrase was first written in 1890 in an edition of the Chicago Daily Tribune, where they were talking about the first man-made flight, and it was said, "It has been regarded as a pipe dream for a good many years." If you plug something, that means you promote something. And it owes its beginnings to Captain Leonard Frank Plugg, that's P-L-U-G-G-E, a British businessman and politician who was prominent in the early 1900s. He created a broadcasting company that bought airtime from European radio stations. He reached an agreement with the French station, Radio Normandy, to produce programmes and transmit them to England. Plugg partially financed Radio Normandy by receiving payments to play and promote records, and it was from this practice that Plugg's name came to mean to plug something. Point blank means to tell directly or to refuse completely, and it has sporting beginnings which originated in France. Point blanc is French for white mark, the bullseye or centre of an archery target. And a shot from distance at that sport has to be aimed above the target to allow it to drop with gravity. But a shot point blank is close enough so that the flight of the arrow hits the target directly without any arcing. The expression then later was widened to refer to anything done at very close range, especially gunfire. To propose a toast is obviously a ritual in which a drink is taken in someone's honour. And that began as early as the 12th century. The quality of the wine at the time was not high and varied a lot. In order to soak up some of the acidity and improve the flavour, a piece of spiced toast was placed in a wine jug, or small pieces were placed in wine glasses. By the 17th century in England, the practice of proposing a toast to someone emerged. The glass would be raised, as it is today, and it was usually a lady who was toasted. The idea was that she became a figurative piece of toast that flavoured the wine. To pull out all the stops means to make every possible effort, and that stems from the musical world. Church organs use knobs that control the airflow through the pipes, and these knobs are known as stops. When all the stops are in, the airflow was less and the music not very loud. If there were not many people in a congregation and the music was needed to be heard at the back of the church, the organist would pull out all the stops, which would increase the volume. To pull the wool over your eyes means to trick or deceive, and it relates to the elaborate wigs that people wore in the 17th century. The wigs had a thick, woolly appearance, and the social standing of a man was sometimes judged by the size of his wig. The bigger it was, the more wealth the man was thought to have. By wearing large wigs, men were advertising their wealth and then became a target for petty criminals. A large wig would also be able to be pulled down more easily, so a tactic employed by some criminals was to creep up behind a man and pull the wig down over his eyes. This would temporarily render the victim unable to see, making him easier to rob. A purple patch is a period of notable success or good fortune, and that expression stems from ancient Rome. At the height of the Roman Empire, purple, which became known as imperial purple, was a revered colour and was reserved for emperors and other distinguished statesmen. This is because purple dye was greatly prized and rare. It was obtained from the mucous secretions of a sea snail found in the Mediterranean Sea and did not easily fail, but became brighter with weathering and sunlight. The Roman noblemen wore purple togas, and because they were considered exceptional people to whom all was provided, purple patch later became associated with success.
And a job well done on the production by Greg Hengler, and a special thanks to Andrew Thompson for his storytelling on the origins of everyday sayings. And a plug for the book, The Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red, The Curious Origins of Everyday Sayings and Fun Phrases. These great stories about our language and where sayings came from here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
Small Business Saturday is November 25th, so let's go shop small with American Express. Because everything you want is in the neighborhood. Your new style is in the neighborhood.
Let's try this on.
The ingredients are in the neighborhood. A special gift? Definitely in the neighborhood.
November 25th is Small Business Saturday, and it's all in the neighborhood. Let's go shop small with the powerful backing of American Express.
At Ford, we pride ourselves on building strong, capable vehicles. But we're only as strong as the people who drive them. People like you, who don't just see an F-150, but see what they can build with it. Because built Ford proud, it's a pact between us, our drivers, and what we can do together. Built Ford proud.
Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Tis the season of making the perfect wish list and the perfect playlist with Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra earbuds and headphones. Breakthrough immersive audio uses spatialized sound to bring your fave holiday classics to life. And world-class noise cancellation ensures a not-so-typical silent night and an epic holiday party of one. It's everything music should make you feel, taken to new holiday highs. Visit Bose.com/iHeart this holiday season and shop sound that's more than just a present.